Hello and welcome to Under Services number 211 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. Got some great stuff this week, a couple of requests in, and also some new stuff I've found over the last week or so. But to kick things off, here's a golden oldie from the 7-inch Odyssey that's still ongoing. This is Gillan with Unchain Your Brain.
Living got a grip of your hands if you don't even know what I'm doing. No plan.
First up was Gilner with Unchain Your Brain from Glory Road from 1980. And following that was Sabotage with 24 Hours Ago from Hall of the Mountain King from 1987. Been digging into a lot of Sabotage lately. So I was digging into some older music and some old albums and whatnot. Pink Floyd came across my horizon again. Haven't listened to them in a while, but this is a probably more obscure one from the Obscured by Clouds album from 1972. And this is a track called The Gold Is In The...
nights. Rock nights forever.
Exploring some of the year-end lists, I came across this band here just after Pink Floyd there. That was Amethyst with a track called Rock Nights, which comes from their album called Thrown Down the Gauntlet from 2024. I've only been around 4 years. I've had an EP and then that album. Good stuff, just straight ahead heavy metal, the way you like it, you know. It's no frills, just good solid metal. So next up is a band called Savage Oath. They hail from the USA, and again, new band, only been around a couple of years, an EP, and this is a track from their debut album, which is called Divine Battle, and this is a track called Blood for the King. We'll be right back. After Savage Oats, that was Unseen Terror with Oblivion Descends from the Human Error album from 1987. That was a quest, first request of the year from Christopher Osborne. Thank you for that. Great stuff. And I've got another one coming up for him now as well. An Aussie band, I think these guys are, Devastator. And this is a track called Black Witchery, which is from the Conjurers of Cruelty from last year. You'll enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Following Devastator, that was Retrobite with a track called When Night Calls. It's a new single from a new band that come out featuring ex-members of Stormzone and a couple of, I'm not sure who else is in the band, all knows one of the guys in the band, and it's getting good play on YouTube and whatnot and Spotify. It just has the 80s straight in. It's really good stuff if you like rap and that sort of heavier end of the hard rock stuff. Well worth listening to, looking forward to hearing more of it. So back to my Christmas presents. So I got dug into my Voivod box set and was listening to Killing Technology from 1987. And this track here always gets me every time. It's just, you throw the fist in the air for this one. This one's called Tornado.
Die!
Following Voivod there, just taking a step back in time. That was Dream Theater with Caught in a Web from the Awake album from 1994, and they've just got a nice re-release on the Rhino label. The little clear vinyls, really well mastered for vinyl. Sound absolutely great. Very highly recommend. If you've had the CDs for years, go and get yourself the new vinyl pressings. If you have the original vinyl pressings, go and buy them. Very highly recommended. Absolutely marvellous sounding. So on to a couple of requests in from Donal McBrien. It's been a wee while since he's sent anything in. And two good ones here. First up's Crash Diet with Falling Rain from the Unattractive Revolution from 2007. And they're playing here next year, I believe, with Mike Monroe and that. So get your homework in now. This one's Falling Rain. That was Rough Silk, completely new one to me. German band, sort of straight metal, sort of bit of power metal in there, a wee bit of everything. Sound really glammy with that name. But that was a track called Wasteland Serenader from the Roots of Hate album from 1993. And they still seem to be going, have a really big back catalogue, and I'm looking forward to exploring a bit more of them. So thanks to Donald for those two, great stuff. So a new one that just came across my eyes there last week, a band called Shores of Null. I'd heard of them before, but I hadn't heard from them in a while. And this is a track called Darkness Won't Take Me from the Loss of Beauty album from 2023. following up from Shores of Null, that was Hagatha, and a track called Time and Suffering, which is from a split single with a band called Moloch. I dug that out while I was going through the 7 inches, and I have heard it before, but know nothing about it. It's been that long since I listened to it, but really good, really heavy, really sludgy, as you can hear there. And know nothing more about the band. Don't even know when the 7-inch was released. It doesn't seem to give you much information on the 7-inch itself. So anyway, that's the end of the second show of the new year. And I'm starting to get ahead of steam and digging into some new stuff and digging up old stuff and chatting to people and whatnot. And doing a bit of reading online, see what's about there, what I haven't heard before, what needs to be heard, what I'd like to play, etc. But I'm going to finish off. I was watching a Phil Collins documentary last week. It's a new one too on YouTube with Drumeo. Just, yeah, you know, fella's in bad shape. Like, but it's just a bit of a retrospect of his career and his drumming, mostly about his drumming. And then I realised I love all them early Jenison records, but I sort of stopped at Wind and Wuthering or Trick of the Tail, some one of those two. And I realised I'd never heard. And then there were three. That was when Steve Hackett left and Collins sort of, well, in my mind, he sort of ruined the band then, you know, but. I thought I'd check this album out anyway, and I was quite surprised with this track here, which I'm going to end up, and it's called Down and Out, and this is from 1977, so enjoy that one. Until next week, look after yourselves, and if there's any gigs on, go to them. If there's any record shops open, go and buy in them.
It's over.